In 30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving the cross, these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and we broadcast live all over the world. And I'll tell you what, you could come on over to the Trim Radio Network right on your tablet, your phone, your PC, however you want to connect to the internet, you can find us. You can shop, buy our merchandise. We'd love to see you in our apparel. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is. Because we have a bunch of new shows that are coming up, and we're just getting going, folks. We're just getting rolling. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And we expressly deny any liability. We always want you to do your own research, check things out yourself. So I'll tell you what. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, Price Tag, is covered by Jesse J and covered under our BMI music license 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You could call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to hear it. And we just ask that you don't cuss any foul language or anything. We like to run a very clean radio station, a Christian-type-based radio station. So keep that in mind. And I'll tell you what, Stu is adjusting a few things, so I am on with you here until he gets right back online. We have some things going on. I'm sure Stu's going to talk about it. Iran was attacked yesterday and the day before, and they are blaming Israel and saying that their drones attacked some factories made for drones that they were sending over to Russia, which they expressly denied and said they sent them over before the war, and they haven't sent any since. Ha! And we also have some munitions areas, and the Republican Guard was attacked at the headquarters. So we're going to see what happens. It's very dicey right now with Taiwan, China, Israel, Iran, Ukraine, Russia. And I'm going to tell you, with all this stuff going on, if you don't think it's not going to affect money, prices, or anything else, you are wrong. It's going to be very, very tough. Stu is doing an update right now because, for once, I didn't have the glitches. He had the glitches. So I'm going to stay on with you for a little bit. He's got some great stuff, and of course, he does his disclaimers and everything else. He's got rusty duck pens. And let me tell you, what a wonderful product that he puts out. Now, I have a couple of them, and I'm going to tell you, they're absolutely beautiful. He has been absolutely fantastic in how he makes these products, and they are top-notch. If you get a chance and you can go visit Rusty Ducks, some of his work, do it, because it is absolutely fantastic. Other things in the news are, what are we going to do with this debt ceiling? Well, McCarthy is supposed to reach out to and Well, commence talks with President Biden. And of course, the Democrats don't want to do anything, and the Republicans want to have some kind of a safeguard. As to what they want to make cuts in, I don't know. We somehow have let Social Security get in on all this, and I've got to tell you, it was never the intention of Social Security being that. That was intended for a retirement because too many Americans didn't prepare. And now it's become a dipping pool for everybody to use money from it. And I've never agreed with it. I've never liked that idea. And we have too many people in the pie. And that's a problem. And I don't know if you've seen the price of eggs, but almost $10 for a dozen eggs. That's ridiculous. I mean, you want to talk about laying an egg, there it is. And it's absolutely just horrendous at the cost of some of the foods. Bread has went up significantly. Eggs have went up significantly. Bacon, I mean, that's just your breakfast stuff. Meats, I mean, it is absolutely just crazy out there at the price of food right now. And we're doing it to ourselves. We have farmers and we're telling them, hey, listen, don't grow this, don't grow that. We're going to pay you not to grow this. We're going to pay you not to grow that. And that's a problem. And it is really beating up the economy. And now they have another thing that they wanted to come out with that they suggested. Now, it's never going to make it. If it makes it to the Senate floor, which I don't think it'll even get past the House, but if it makes it to the floor, talking about interest rates, or not interest rates, but a tax rate of 30%. But guess what, folks? That doesn't cover everything. You'd have to have it more at 36 to 40%, they projected, in order to cover just to pay back and break even. Now, we've seen this happen, and it's happened in some European countries. And guess what? It doesn't work. And the people are very unhappy with it. We've seen some riots from it and everything else. It does not work. You cannot overtax the people. And what are we doing with the money? We're giving it away. They're getting richer. And we are all shaking our heads saying, how is this happening? At what point, if you remember President Biden turning and saying, hey, listen, it's time to get on out of Afghanistan. Hey, you know what? At what point do you have to say it's time to go? But yet we're throwing money at another war. What about throwing it at peace? What about throwing it in a different way? And we're not doing that. It's being promoted. And now we've got all these little things going on throughout the world. Where does it stop? The answer, everyone has the answer that they want, the answer that everyone seems to have from the people that are in politics is war. That's an answer for everything. And all over the world is war. What about peace? What about teaching other nations, instead of giving them money, giving them equipment, giving them what they need to grow their own food, teaching them, educating them, putting them in a spot to where they can be financially successful by teaching them to become independent? The problem is that everyone's relying on us. And guess what? As a middle class, we don't have it anymore. And people don't want to take jobs where they're not going to have long term. And those jobs are McDonald's. I'm sorry, there's nothing long term. Burger King, long term. No, none of those things. You want good jobs, career type jobs. And you've got companies now that have employees that have been there for 20 and 30 years, and you're letting them go. Because it's cheaper to find somebody that's younger, which is just decimating us. But I'll tell you what, we're going to let Stu talk about all kinds of stuff. He's got all kinds of stuff on there, and I was just kind of biding some time for him. Are you there, Stu?
Oh, I'm here.
So without further ado, I'm going to give you Stu, and hopefully I didn't stomp on his toes or anything like that, but there you go, Stu.
I couldn't hear you. I had to restart everything. I got an update from Microsoft just before the show, and then it affected stuff, and then it came up and said, we have to restart again.
And your volume's low again.
I know. I just love Microsoft.
Well, you know, Stu, as I told your listeners, this time it's on you, not me.
I know, and I'm going to blame Microsoft. I'll tell you what, they can screw up a one-car funeral with a GPS, a road map, and breadcrumbs.
All right, folks. Well, I'll tell you what. Oh. I'm going to duck out. I already said your little announcement for Rusty Duck's Pens, but you go ahead and hit them again. And I will see you in, I'll see you when I see you.
I don't know when you left off. Oh, God, guys. I'll tell you what. It's been one of those crazy days. Everything was going great until somebody at Microsoft said, you need an update. So I got through that. Everything was working fine. And then nothing started to work. And so then I had to do a reboot. You know what that takes. Oh, I'll tell you what. I have to put something in here before I can get my screen up. So just hang on just a second. It's something when you have to do everything because somebody screws it up on the other side. Oh, it's just, yeah, Microsoft, you're your own worst enemy. The gremlins are out there, I'll tell you. Oh boy, I had my screen and everything set up, and those guys, they're frustrating. If you're laughing on the other side, but I'll tell you what, if I could find another operating system that didn't have Windows that I could really run and not have a bunch of stuff happen, I'd gladly switch.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Linux or an open source would be better. Right now, this is about the most stable one.
I know, but it's as far as Microsoft goes, they're not stable.
They're never going to get out everything.
I know. Linux would be a good one, but I'm not that familiar with Linux, and I'd have to really relearn a bunch of stuff. Hey, am I waving? Am I online now? Am I seeing myself on Trim Radio Network?
Of course. I would have it no other way.
Yeah, well, I would. I'd turn the screen off. Oh, my God, guys. I'll tell you what. This is something else. I've never had anything happen like this.
What's the matter? You're actually surprised and startled that a billionaire has got something that's not working properly?
Actually, Jobs was the genius behind the whole thing and not Gates. There I am. Okay, now we're getting close. Oh, brother, it's just, guys, it's one of those nights. You know, and I'm switching between screens and trying to get the information out because I got a lot of stuff to go over. I mean, I really do. And what I don't get now, we'll have to do in my world on Wednesday at 8 p.m. There's just so much stuff to cover. It really is.
And you're all dark. I mean, I could see you, but you're...
Oh, yeah. I'm all dark.
You can't see you. Can't see you clearly.
Well, then I won't break your screen.
There you go. There you are.
Okay. Well, anyhow, guys. It's great to be with you on Money and Change, and there's so much stuff going on in the world of business and mayhem and everything else. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And Michael's run into that from time to time. But anyhow, I'm assuming, Michael, you've done the disclaimer, so I'm going to do mine. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet, not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. So you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damage of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in the broadcast, because things will change. Now, if Michael did Rusty Duck, I got to go back and do one for the University of Finley, because I was up there yesterday. I went up for a basketball game, and we split 50-50. It turned out that the girls won their game. The guys lost theirs by 3 points. And fouls kill. I mean, fouls will ruin a deal. They were 10 points ahead, and they got a bunch of fouls at the end, and they shot themselves in the foot. But anyhow, the University of Finley is a very good school. Academically, it's great. Great professors, great facilities. You really need to check them out. That's www.findley.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio. And it is a good school, trust me. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. I can't say enough about Rusty Duck. Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens does an excellent job. I've got some pictures to put up on our Facebook site, but you can check him out on his Facebook site at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If you need a presentation pen for your college or your high school or grade school or business, or even a fraternal pen for your lodge, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Nothing goes out until it's perfect. Trust me. Okay, big shout out for Money and Change. You know, we're doing the show right now under duress. Thank you, Microsoft. And I had to check my time because, you know, I only have an hour to do the show, so I'm going to have to condense a few things. But we're on at 7 o'clock every Sunday night, and we are live, well, most of the time. I'd say about 99% of the time. We also have My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. That's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And what we don't get covered today, we're going to cover definitely on Wednesday. Big Family Homestead, Brad and Krista, check them out. They're on YouTube. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, my buddies. Actually, Brad and Krista and Danny and Wanda are my buddies. And so Southern Prepper One with Dave Kogler and Boots on the Ground. And then there's Ed Carswell at Prepper Nurse One. Check them out. They're all on YouTube. Great people. I've corresponded with them. I've talked to them. I mean, they are really good people. And I wouldn't recommend them if I didn't get a chance to. You know, I mean, they're great people. Well, if you followed us on Money and Change, Financially Prepped on Facebook, my latest thing that I put up was, of course, Join Me Tonight. Yeah. And it showed a bunch of $100 bills. Well, there was another one that I got yesterday after I returned back from the University of Findlay. And it was on the Great Reset, the future of money, and here's what you need to know. It was on Zero Hedge. The video is there. Check it out. It's on our Facebook website. It's very important that you know what's happening or what's going to happen, because it's not going to be fun. Dollar in trouble, credit tumbling. Bill Holter knows. That video was posted on, it came from Rumble. But check that out. USA Watchdog had that on his show. One Giant Financial STD, that's a disease. And Everybody is Infected, Bill Holter. Check that out. Also, there was another video put up there, prepping on $10 a week. And that was part two. But I'll tell you what, you can prep on $10 a week. And Prepper Nurse One was doing that one. And he's going to be doing that for the next, next couple of weeks to see what he can get at $10 each time he goes to the dollar store. And you can do very well there. Things aren't exactly a dollar anymore. They ought to call it the dollar and a quarter or a buck and a half store. Who knows? They might. Then there was another video that I put up there. It was from Zero Hedge. Banking institutions quietly admit to inevitable recession implosion in 2023. and it gets scary. I mean, are you really financially prepared? Do you have enough cash money on hand to pay your bills for 3 months? How about 6 months? How about 9 months? Can you pay your taxes? Can you feed your family? Can you drive to work with gasoline? Well, those are some things you're going to have to really prepare for. And it's kind of too late, but it's not. If you start right now, I mean, tomorrow is Monday. So Monday, you're going to look at your finances and you're going to say, okay, I can do this, that, and the other. I can conserve here. I don't get to go out and eat every day. I'm going to have to save money here, there, and everywhere. We're not going to be doing Netflix, and we're going to cut back on different internet expenses. I'm going to pay down my bills, especially my credit cards, and get that down as close to zero as I can get. And I'm not going to use my credit cards to buy anything with. That's pretty stringent, but it has to be done. Then you have to take a look at putting some money aside. So if you have cut back on your spending by, let's say, 50%, then you take that 50% and you put it aside. And the next week, take that 50% and put it aside, or 25%, depending on how your money is allocated. And you keep putting things aside until you build up some cash on hand and put it in a very safe place. Buy some long-term food. Canned goods right now, yeah, you can get stuff at the dollar store or the dollar and a quarter store. You can get stuff there. You can get freeze-dried foods. I know Brad and Krista and also Ed Carswell, Prepper Nurse One, they sell freeze-dried foods. It can be expensive, yes, but it's very long-term food. And it's good. It is good. It's just freeze-dried and you reconstitute it with some water. Be able to preserve and store water. How much water do you have on hand? How many cases of bottled water? Did you know that that bottled water over time can have some problems because it's in plastic? So if you had a Berkey water filter system, or you had an Alexa Pure or something similar, you could take those bottles of water and put them in there, run them through the system, and it would take out all the impurities that were in from the plastic. Then do you have your medications that you need? Do you have a good first aid kit? Do you have a backup first aid kit? Do you have the medications that you need? All my medications are good for 90 days. And so every 90 days I have to get additional, and I can't do it any other way. But clothing for the cold winter. How about the summer? Do you have a gasoline and propane generator in case the power goes out? Do you have a solar panel set with a generator? I broke down and I spent some money this last fall. And I did. I got Genevieve's solar batteries that plug into the solar panels. It wasn't cheap. But if the power goes down, I can plug in and run things on it. I could run my refrigerator on one of the units. The other unit, I could run my internet situation. I could use it to charge radios, all different kinds of things. If you have a CPAP breather, then you would be able to use that probably a couple of days. a lot of things that you have to be prepared for, and that's part of the prep part of the show. If you're not prepared, you're going to be in trouble. And I know that for sure. And people are going to say, well, I know I can go here, or I can go there, or I can get social services. When the stuff really hits the fan, guys, the social services are only going to be good for a while, and you're not going to get much help from the government at all. So, time is running out, and you need to prep. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you get stuff going on in Ukraine. You get stuff going on in Taiwan. And Michael just told me, did you hear about Iran and all of the stuff over there? No, I haven't heard anything on Iran. I've been busy prepping for the show and then having to re-prep for the show. Thank you, Microsoft. You're not my best friends. Matter of fact, you're on my S list, and everybody knows what the S list is. And if you don't, well, it's part of SHTF, but I think it's the first S that really counts. And they're on it right now. I hate to have delays in the show. There's so much stuff going on. Well, since we've done that, and I've talked a little bit about prepping, there was a thing that was out today's the 27th, and by golly, it was a couple of days ago, but it was soaring food prices prompt Eurasian nations to ban food exports. That's scary. Especially if you like rice, you may not be getting any rice for a while, except the rice that's based in the United States. It's grown down around Louisiana, I believe Texas, and maybe a little bit of Arkansas. And you have to look at the prices of food. And here they were talking in Uzbekistan, a record frost have highlighted the shortcomings of the national energy system, and as even residents of the capital spent days on end without power. And on January 20th, the Uzbek agriculture minister announced a four-month ban on exports of onions after prices doubled in 3 weeks. I don't know if we get a lot of onions here in the States from Uzbekistan, but a lot of the places in the world do. And have you ever thought about having a garden in the backyard? You know, back during World War II, they had victory gardens. They converted their backyard into a garden, and they grew radishes, onions, corn, melons, lettuce, you name it, they had it. And I remember I had an uncle, he was a great guy, and we always used to call him Uncle Popeye, because he would squint one eye. He was actually a bookkeeper for a company, and he looked just like Popeye the Sailor Man. But he always had a garden because he grew up during the Depression. And they had a half acre of garden behind their house. Maybe it was a third of an acre behind their house. And they grew everything that they had to eat. And what they couldn't eat when it came due for harvesting, they went ahead and canned it.
I'm sorry, I'm sarcastic.
We're going to have to start going back to that. And that's what's scary. Do you have any seeds? Good heirloom seeds. You want to start getting that and getting the types of seeds that would produce plants that grow in your zone of temperature. So what may grow in Wiggins, Tennessee with Danny and Wanda, or Wiggins, Mississippi with Danny and Wanda, will not grow up here in Ohio. So you have to know your climate zone for that. but start getting heirloom seeds, because you can save the seeds and use them next year. You just take them and dry them out and store them. I do that with some of my stuff. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I have to be honest with you. It's just one of those things. I've had good seeds in the past, and I've been able to use them. And sometimes with cucumbers, I love cucumbers. It's a great source of vitamin B. But you have to have the soil just right and the temperature and so forth. And straight eights are the ones that I really like. And there are other varieties that are out there, but straight eights are the ones that I have the best luck with. And they get about 9 to 10 inches long. And there you find those in the grocery store. It's a common cucumber. And then your different varieties of tomatoes. There was a thing that just popped out just before the show. It's Vegas hotels hit with lawsuit claiming collusion from an algorithm to artificially inflate the hotel prices. Gee, why am I bringing that up? Because if you go on a trip, if you have the money and time to go on a trip, and you have to stay in a hotel or a motel, you normally get your reservations online. And sometimes you get them from one source or another source to get your hotel room. And you find out that, gee, it says it's one price here and one price at the hotel. And if you call the hotel directly, it might be a cheaper price than going through other sources. And out in Vegas, they claim that there was collusion using an algorithm, a computer mathematical algorithm, to artificially inflate hotel prices. And that was in Vegas. And that was from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it said Caesars Entertainment, Treasure Island, Wynn Resort Holdings, and MGM Resorts International were named in the suit for allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly because it hasn't been really super proven yet, sharing a price algorithm to set hotel rates instead of making independent price or pricing and supply decisions, according to the lawsuit filed this past Wednesday. And the operator of the algorithm, Rainmaker Group Unlimited, a revenue management firm owned by Cendyn, C-E-N-D-Y-N, Cendyn Group, was also named as a defendant for allowing algorithmic driven price fixing. That's going to be interesting. But always check several sources, because if you go to one and they say, well, we can get you a room at $99 a night, and you have to call the hotel chain that you're going to use, and you can find a room there for $85 a night, it would be worth the money. And a non-smoking room too. But stuff like that is out there. People like to game the system. They like to play. Banks like to play with your money. They like to take your money and invest the money. And some of the people I've heard are saying, and these are financial experts, are saying, once you give your money to the bank, it's theirs to do with as they really wish. So if I have money in a bank and I want to take it out, and they say, well, you'll have to come back tomorrow because we don't have that money available today, I'd be asking a lot of questions. And in some cases, there have been reports where they say, well, you have to talk to the manager to get your money out. Well, I need $5,000 out of my account so I can pay a construction guy to work on the house. Well, that's got to go through the manager because it's going to take him a couple of days to get the money. Do we see a problem here? do you want to put your money in a bank or do you want to put it in a credit union? Glenn Beck was saying that a credit union is the way to go. I don't know. I just became a member of a credit union. So this week or next, I'll be determining where I want to put some money. I don't have much, but I sure don't want the banks holding on to it and saying, well, we can't get it to you for at least a week or so. If I have bills to pay, I want to pay the bills. I'm not going to use a credit card. Pay down those things because you're paying fees on fees to use those things. Well, you know, we talked about the prices of overseas goods, the onions in Uzbekistan. Well, Thai rice prices jump as global food crisis reigns. And it said soaring rice prices is the latest example of persistent food inflation. The grain is responsible for feeding billions of people, and prices were relatively stable last year, while wheat soared until now. And since November, Thailand's white rice prices jumped to two-year highs, up 23% to $523 a ton. I don't eat that much rice, but prices will go up. And I will see when I go to Sam's Club to see what those prices are. Because for long-term food storage, you can take and put rice into Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber. And that rice could be good for many, 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 many years.
No, I was just laughing. That's all.
So that's going to be one thing I've got to do when I go. I don't go to Costco. Costco for me is Cincinnati. And it's an okay place. And they may have some good deals. But I'm usually stuck with Sam's Club where I'm at here. And for those of you that don't know, I'm in Western Ohio, about the middle part of the state. And from where I'm at, I can easily go to Dayton, I can go to Lima, I can go to Columbus, I can go to Indianapolis. It's an hour and 20 minute drive to Cincinnati if I want to go down and root the Bengals on. But hey, I'm just located in a fairly good spot. There was an article, I'm going to have to look into it more. Are you really against fossil fuels? You know, we get the radical left and they start talking about being against fossil fuels and it's bad for us and so forth. We derive a lot of things from fossil fuel. You realize you wouldn't have an iPhone, an Android, or a MacBook without fossil fuel? If you typed out end oil from the phone that's made of fossil fuels, you wouldn't have any more cell phones. Anything that has plastic. You'd have problems with shoes, refrigerators, washing machines, coffee makers, furniture, pens. Oh, Phil, you better listen to this. Eating utensils, eyeglasses, commodes, toilet seats, medical gear, camping equipment, and the list goes on and on and on if you got rid of oil. But liberal people just don't think sometimes. You know, and you got things with cement and steel and plastic and everything else. I mean, oil is used. Maybe I'll talk about that Wednesday. Hey, the cost of living has become extremely oppressive, and 57% of Americans cannot afford a $1,000 emergency expense. Several years ago, I said, you know, people couldn't afford $500. for an emergency expense. In this article, it was Michael Snyder from the Economic Collapse blog. Said, I don't have to tell you, your money doesn't go as far as it once did. You see it every time that you're shopping. Our leaders flooded the system with money and pursued highly inflationary policies for years, and now we're all paying the price. Remember when the government liked to print money like it was coming out of thin air? Well, it was coming out of thin air, and there was nothing to back it up. So they over-circulated the dollar, and as a result, the dollar is worth less and less and less. So the worth of the dollar deflates as the inflation inflates. And the cost of living, according to the report from Michael Snyder, has been rising much faster than our incomes have. And this is systematically destroying the middle class. And to back that up, I was getting a new pair of glasses because my eyesight had changed. And I'm in at the store where I normally go, and the optician was talking to this other person that was in the store too, and she was a realtor. And she said, oh, prices are just, it's getting tough out there. And John, who owned the store, says, Stu, what do you know about it? And I said, all the reports I'm seeing is that houses that once went for $200,000 are going for about $150,000. And in some cases, people can't even afford to get the loans. And the lady who was a realtor backed me up 100%. And she said, it's getting tough out there. I couldn't even sell an 860 square foot home. 860, that's a couple of rooms. I couldn't believe it. And we had a good lively discussion while we were getting our eyeglasses adjusted and so forth. Because that's all I was really there for. But yeah, there is inflation. According to Bankrate's annual emergency fund report, 68% of people are worried they couldn't be able to cover their living expenses for just 1 month if they lost their primary source of income. And when push comes to shove, the majority, well, basically 57% of the U.S. adults are currently unable to afford $1,000 emergency expense. Back 5 years or so, it was like $500. Gee, we've had inflation, haven't we? That's why I'm saying put some money aside. Prepare for this stuff. So what happens if you don't make payments on your house? Maybe after three payments, the bank takes it over, or you go into refinance. Or maybe things get so bad, you go into bankruptcy. You never want to do that. And it's like the banks win no matter what. Because once you give them your money as a down payment, they take that money and loan it out nine times. And if you default on your payments, then they tack on interest, they make money there, and penalty fees. And then if it gets to the really bad part, they just go ahead and take over your house. They put a lien on your property, or they go ahead and just take the house, and you're out on the street. You have no place to go. And that's what's scary about the whole thing. We were talking a little bit about the Great Reset a little bit last week. And what we're finding right now out of the Davos meeting in Switzerland, a lot of unelected people that we didn't pick or choose are saying we need a new monetary system and we need to reset that system. Why? Because we've got so much debt that the banks have messed up on, the government has messed up on, and the only way to correct it is to, one, to have a war and maybe develop spending out of the military complex, or two, set up a whole new financial system, or three, both. So what would we do with our money? Right now, you know, I like to go in and I like to pay cash for everything. The only thing, if I'm online, yeah, it's credit, and I pay it off as soon as it's coming due. So I don't pay interest. But you take a look at what's going on, and people say, well, we'll go to electronic money. Well, with cash, I can go in, I can buy things, it's done, it's over with. Maybe I get a better deal for using cash than I would credit. That's fine. Cash is always king. And that's why it's good to pay with cash instead of using your credit card. Now, during the pandemic, remember, a lot of people had to use credit cards because that's the only way that they would take money. It was a test to see if you would go along with it. It's a test. What happens is you end up having a situation where you lose control of your money. If you can't hold it in your hand, you can't seal it, feel it, touch it, whatever. Is it any good? That's like cryptocurrency. Oh, but we have ones and zeros and we have electronic wallets and so forth. All I have to do is say Mt. Gox, G-O-X. That sent shivers into everybody's bones, because what happened was there's all this money in Mt. Gox and it was all cryptocurrency, but somebody broke into it and stole it. They've never found it. That's what's scary about cryptocurrency. You can't seal it, you see it, you cannot feel it. It's just ones and zeros in an electronic wallet, and if you forget the combination to that wallet, the passwords or whatever, you're in a world of hurt because you could have a couple million in there and you can't get to it. There's no way. So if you can't feel it, touch it, you can't see it, I don't bother with it. I don't want any cryptocurrency. But this great reset that's coming about is from people that are not elected. We didn't choose them. They're suddenly saying, well, we're making up our minds and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to control the money, and you're going to have to live on less and eat bugs and love it. I think that was Klaus Schwab, Schwabel, whatever his name is. And somebody was, all these different people, these wealthy people, and they harp about being green and the atmosphere and so forth, the climate and all this. And what happened? They said around 2,000 private executive jets flew into Davos. Gee, that messes with everything. And that's scary. And somebody posted that, guess what? The pilots on those planes had to be unvaxxed. Wow. So what does that tell you about the vaccine program that's been out there? There's a lot of scary stuff out there. I won't go into it. All I'm saying is you better find out a way to detox from it. And if you listen to Cliff High on, now I'm having a blank. I got to bring up another page here. I'll tell you in a second. I can't, my mind is not, Microsoft, you've done it again. Oh, yes. True Health Tuesday. Oh, yes. Check out Dr. John. Oh, no. No. Bergman. B-E-R-G-M-A-N. Check him out. Dr. John Bergman. He's on YouTube. He's also on Rumble, and he's also on BitChute. B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. You have to check him out. I was listening to some stuff from Bergman today. Fantastic wealth of knowledge like you wouldn't believe. He taught anatomy, physiology, and a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, he really knows the subject. And he was at the Cleveland Clinic, I do believe. But, you know, crazy stuff's going on. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And this reset is changing the financial system. And there was an article, Nick Giambruno from internationalman.com. And they were talking about, well, what's the idea behind the so-called Great Reset? And Nick says, we've seen countless examples of self-identified elite in the West using that term. But let me first ask, who put these people in charge? Who anointed them to be the leaders of the world? They're not only talking about reselling the financial system, but dramatically changing the nature of life. And he's talking about the Great Reset, changing the financial system over to digital money. You only get so much digital money a month. You have to make it do. Oh, by the way, we'd like you to vote for this, that, and the other. And, oh, sorry, I don't agree with what you're doing. Oh, well, then you get less money. You either follow us or you are financially punished. It's a form of control. It's like going to the bank saying, I need to take out, let's just say $5,000, and they say no. Well, why not? It's my money. No, it isn't. You gave it to us. Ooh. Wouldn't that get you upset? I know it would me. Because I'd be saying, I need to talk to the bank manager now. Get his keister out here or her keister out here. And we're going to have a discussion. That's right, Michael. We're going to have a discussion. This Great Reset is going to be the death of us all.
It already is.
I know. But, you know, it's time to call it quits for right now because we've got a show to do on Wednesday, and I've got to pick back up on the Great Reset because it is so scary right now. But before we go, I recommended people listen to Dr. John Bergman on YouTube. He's a wealth of information. If you are having medical issues or whatever, you need some more knowledge, check into it. Also, check us out on My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. Check us out on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and we'll try to cover some more things that we couldn't cover tonight thanks to Microsoft. Anyhow, Michael, that's all I've got.
Okay, now that Stu has passed the buck to Microsoft, we shall...
You've got it.
We will see you on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock for Live, Laugh, or Whatever, My World with Stu. And, of course, I made a feeble attempt to try to cover for you for a little bit, Stu.
So you were lucky you didn't hear what was said on this end while I was rebooting.
Well... After a while, what I do is I turn the sound off. I have to do that because I've got kids screaming and dogs and everything, so I have to turn the volume off and I have to turn off the microphone and everything like that. Otherwise, it will echo in and just, well, make a mess of your show, so I can't do that.
Well, I know, but Microsoft already did it, so what else is new, right? Yeah, you know, I mean,
you know, and you love your grandkids and everything like that, but it's always nice to give them back. You know,
you can do that at the end of the day. You know, put them in the car. Hey, see you next week.
Well, I you know what? Especially when he was a toddler, like really, really small, and then he had that strange smell, and I was like, but this one's defective here. This goes back to you.
I'll tell you what. I've known them when they've been in their teens and they're defective, you know. So, you know, 20 minutes of pleasure gives you 18 years of pain.
It's like it's like politicians, I say, Stu.
They're
like dirty diapers. They need to be changed all the time.
Often. Well, anyhow, guys, have a good week, and we will see you on Wednesday. And, you know, just keep an eye out on what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
All right, Stu. Thank you. Listen, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Trim Radio Network. And, well, like you said, we're going to catch you Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Thank you to our many, many listeners. And we are very, very grateful for all of you. And with that, guess what? We are out of here. God bless. Have a great, great week. Be safe. Be loving to one another. Take care.
See ya.
Okay, Coconut Man.